Good evening. Good evening. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Finance and Public Safety Committee. It is Thursday, June 27th, 2024, at 6:17 p.m. Can we all rise for the pledge? Can we please have the roll?
Robin Falcione Smith.
Here.
George Kurtica.
Present.
Sarah Vadomski.
Here.
The record should reflect that the there is a quorum.
Okay, number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have none. Number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Madam Chair, Mark Garfalo, the town clerk, and the person that sends out the emails when stuff goes on in the city. I want to just rise to, for the record, as this is the public safety committee, to rise to just ask the board, the committee, to pause for a moment of silence as we lost a former chief driver of the Gas Hook and Ladder Company number four. Ken Mitchell passed away suddenly on Monday. And also Joyce Blaskowitz, who is the wife of former police officer James Blaskowitz Sr. And also the mother of one of our public works employees. So just ask for a moment of silence. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six. Six, seven, and eight, approval of minutes for the February 22nd, 2024, April 25th, 2024, and May 23rd, 2024 meetings. Is there a motion to table?
So moved.
Is there a second? Second by Robin. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. Number nine, proposed Eagle Scout project on Derby Riverwalk Greenway. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on proposal of Keegan Goodwin of Troop 3 Derby to improve safety on the Derby Riverwalk Greenway. I received a letter of intent from Keegan, which I will read. It says, I, Keegan Goodwin, am seeking approval from the City of Derby for my Eagle Scout project proposal. My project is to set up emergency location marker signs along the 1.7-mile Derby Greenway walkway. The reason for this is for emergency services to be able to locate injured people or emergencies happening along the walkway quickly. By putting these signs in, the walkway would be a lot safer, and emergency services would be able to respond faster to emergencies. I look forward to collaborating with the city and emergency personnel to bring this project to life. Sincerely yours, Keegan Goodwin, Life Scout Troop 3, Derby, Connecticut. And Keegan intends to come to our full board meeting in July to do a full presentation to the board. But I would like to make a motion to move to the full board and recommend to the full board Keegan's letter of intent and proposal of the Troop 3 Derby Eagle Scout project to improve safety on the Derby Riverwalk Greenway.
So move, Madam Chairman.
Second.
Okay, by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number 10, opioid settlement funds distribution. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of Aldermen Alderwomen on the distribution of opioid settlement funds in the amount of $66,000 for the past 2 years. Does anyone have any comments or questions about that?
Is that money that we have already?
Yes, it's money that we've already received, Robin. So now we're just trying to appropriate it.
Okay.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, everyone.
I had a question or would love to see some potential to other options for this Polaris Ranger proposal, which was, let's see, 28,000. I certainly understand the purpose of being able to get to the Greenway, get to O'Sullivan's Island. It looks like officers can only get so far in their vehicles and then have to respond on foot to certain emergencies or investigate and respond to situations. I have seen in multiple municipalities those police on like the electric bikes. And I'm wondering if we could get multiple electric bikes, the you know, that are souped up with whatever is needed for police functionality. And then if, you know, one is in disrepair, we still have others that can go out to those areas in the parks, in the woods, whatnot, as opposed to one, what is it, UTV. And then my other concern about that is, you know, with this is, you know, grant money now, but we've seen often where we've gotten things or people with grant money. And then once that grant money's up and we need to potentially extend a contract, repair or replace, then it kind of gets absorbed into the city's monies. And that would be one of my concerns with one UTV as opposed to potentially multiple police bikes. So I would love to see that investigated and a potential proposal for that.
Is there any other, does the fire department have a UTV?
Yes, I do believe they do. And again, I think that one had to be replaced because it flipped over and got damaged, right? Yeah. And so they had to go out and, you know, get funding to get another one. So just a thought on.
No, Madam Chairman, I think you're looking into the feasibility of the Segways, the two wheels, no?
I mean, maybe, but not, but there's, you know,
like the all-terrain bikes.
Yeah.
All-terrain bikes, okay.
Electric bikes. So you pedal them, but it almost pedals for itself after you get it going.
Yeah.
And they do, okay. I mean, they go, I think, 30, 50 miles an hour. I started looking them up last night, and then my, you know, social media feed got advertisements for every different company that makes them. So there's, you know, many options, but it, you know, again, I certainly understand and endorse the need for a vehicle of some type to get into those areas where otherwise, you know, you would have to use a vehicle and then, you know, go by foot. But if we can get more than one bike, and I, again, I know other municipalities use those. So I think it's, you know, something to potentially look into.
Can we split up the proposal then? So currently there's roughly 2 years, as we discussed, so 66,000. There's 33,000 that is outlined for Narcan, which is really important. And, you know, I hate to continue to delay, as well as a lot of, you know, advertising campaigns and media campaigns that John Sacu has, you know, really started to dig into and is far along. Would it be possible to send that piece of this to the full board in the next meeting and then maybe kick back the other piece, the other half of it? And I'll work with Brian Grogan in order to see if he's got potentially another solution for the other half of the body.
Do you have, I mean, I would definitely move the Narcan piece forward. This 8,000 for advertising and whatnot, that I'm, and, you know, totaling 15,000. Do you have information on what that part would include?
So it's actually would be 23,000. So the 8,000 would be the rolling advertising campaign. Then another 15,000 for the billboards, PSA video segments, media campaigns, and the other prevention programs that John Sackey's been working on. So for a total of 23,000 for that, 10,000 for the Narcan, for a total of 33,000.
So Ryan, you're saying so we got 10,000 for the 170 Narcan nasal spray kits, right? 8,000 for the rolling advertisement campaign. And so that's 18. So the rest of it is $15,000. The Outfront Studios media campaign, community based drug. The rest of it's 15,000.
Correct.
And who is that targeting? Like, where does that go to? More to the children out in the community?
Yeah, but John has been, you know, trying to target more of the children and that segment. But, you know, it's pretty broad based as well.
I mean, I would like the 23,000. I would like, I mean, I would be happy to invite John to the next meeting to give a little more information. That's a big chunk. I would be absolutely happy to move the Narcan forward today and get maybe John can present at the next, even the next full board meeting, if possible. Some of what this $23,000 is going to go to.
Sure, absolutely.
I
invited him. I think he was unavailable tonight. I'd hoped that he could show up tonight, but that makes perfect sense. And if we could do it in the next full board meeting, you know, even better.
Okay, perfect. And we'll get in touch with Brian Grogan as well, and you know, see if we can get a have him look at some of these the bikes, and you know, maybe get multiple as opposed to the one UTV. Take a look at at that option.
Is he able to get estimates for both of those and like his justification of one rather than the other?
Yeah, I'm sure he can get some estimates on the electric bikes, and then he can, you know, present and discuss the different options and
why,
you know, why which one might be better than the other.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, so I would like to make a motion, or is there a motion, to approve the $10,000 for 170 Narcan nasal spray kits.
So moves.
Second by Robin. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then do we need a motion to table the other items, or is there a motion to table the remaining monies?
So moved, Madam Chairman.
Motion by George. Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Okay, number 11, 33 Elizabeth Street, tax abatement application, discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, on the application for tax abatement at 33 Elizabeth Street.
Good evening. I'm Roger Solway. I'd like to introduce Joe Vall. Joe has been patiently looking to develop the property next door. As you may know, it spreads from Elizabeth Street across the whole block to Minerva Street. So let me introduce Joe Vall. Thank you.
Good evening, members of the Commission, Alderman, Council, and I appreciate your time and everything. And I'm pretty excited about the things going on in Derby finally. So I'm hoping this is the start of something great. I mean, I've been here for almost 30 years with this property, so I'm finally seeing some progress. So hopefully we could take care of and experience some of the what's happened in Shelton, you know, with the road and the bridge and everything. So I'm pretty excited about all the things happening. So let's hope we could continue it. So I'm here to try to get the project going, you know, to 32 apartments and move forward on it with a tax abatement approval. It would certainly help because, you know, to the rents yet are not high, necessarily high enough in itself to really, you know, it's going to be a great investment. You know, we're investing about $3.6 million in the renovations, and we've owned the property, and we put over $1 million just in carrying the property because we have not been able to get good rents. So we tried to, we had the ballroom there, which we basically did for nothing, just for the cost of utilities for a number of years. We tried to do stuff with that, almost not catering, but it did some place for meetings and place, you know, to try to do some kind of parties and stuff. And that was more or less just, we were trying to do stuff. It just, unfortunately, the commercial was very difficult in Derby, to say the least. Out of, you know, I'm involved with a lot of cities and towns, and it's been one of the toughest towns to be able to get enough to even cover anywhere near your expenses. I mean, I've literally, me and my partner who's younger than me, I'm in my late 60s. I was in my late 30s. So I've been here for a long time. I remember Mark was a young mayor at the time. And unfortunately for me, my plan was with Derby Savings to get this building, tear it down, buy the middle building and redevelop it for, you know, and hopefully get a building on the main road. And unfortunately, other big developers got involved and they didn't want to hear about it. I was hoping that one small developer like myself on a middle size would develop one piece at a time and then somebody else would develop the next piece or whatever, but that never happened. So I'm finally glad there's some apartment buildings going up and I'm able to convert. I got approval to convert that. Unfortunately, it was during COVID, so that was not a good time. So I'm excited about this program. I'm excited about Derby. So I want to be part of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Actually, Mr. Ball, can I just ask sure. So this was approved by Planning and Zoning in July 2021?
Yes.
And the 32 apartments, were those approved as market rate?
They're all market rate. Yeah, we couldn't. Yeah, I would not be interested, to be honest, with any low-income housing. There's no way I could make it work. And I don't want to deal with the regulations. Apartments, I own quite a few, and I built 20 market rate ones in Newtown are doing tremendous. And it was about the same, you know, pre-COVID, and COVID came and it actually worked. One of the few things that worked out well, because apartments, the rents have gone up. Unfortunately, for trying to develop these pieces are very expensive. As you could tell by the 90 units going up off 4th Street and the other one, you're talking about big expenditures, and the rents still are better, but still not there. Not, you know, some of the other cities, but hopefully Shelton will be an example of what's to come in Derby. And hopefully we're hoping that the downstairs, you know, once we do the apartments, we're going to sprinkler the whole building. We're hoping that that will attract a restaurant or something, which will be another big investment. That's been pretty tough because, unfortunately, we just heard today another restaurant is going to close next door. So that's very disappointing to me, because I'm good friends with Archie Moore, the original, because mm-hmm. they rented office space for me in Milford for almost 40 years of my tenants. So I was disappointed when they went, because they're wonderful restaurant operators. So I'm hoping this is not a sign of bad things, but hopefully we could start mm-hmm. making the turn. And I know the apartments could work. I still don't know with the downstairs, because we would love to get a high-end, even corporate user or big brokerage firm. You know, don't forget, back then it was a corporate headquarters for Derby Savings, which was one of my major lenders, Dave Dedman and all that. So I am excited about it. My partner's about 10 years younger than me, and we both, you know, we put a lot of money, millions of dollars into this. So we're going to put more millions of dollars, and we're basically investing our own money. So any help would be greatly appreciated, because that's one of the ways we could try to get us to the next level, where hopefully the next space will be the commercial space, will be the hopefully the profit at some point.
Great. And you know, we are happy to work with you. This is our first time kind of going through this, so we appreciate your patience. You know, we want to do it right. We want to do, you know, cross our T's and dot our I's.
Something I heard you, I was here with the full board last time, and I was hoping I could have got up and answer any questions, because I'm a pretty straightforward person. I've been doing this for 40 plus years, and this is my experience, and I'm pretty good at it. So I want to work with you guys, and I think this will be my building's going to be one of the nicest buildings, because it's walking distance to everything, to Shelton. And I do like the 100-year architecture about it. My elevator's all hand-carved brass. Hope I can keep that with the renovations to the elevator. There's hand-painted ceilings on the first floor. Even the top floor has hand-painted ceilings where this is originally a utility building. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of guy that's going to take a lot of time, hundreds of hours, even when I start, make sure if I have to change the layout of a unit to keep somebody's original traditional architecture. To me, that's very important. I don't want to just destroy that and make this like a sanitary, like a hospital looking building. I don't want that.
Right. Yeah. Keeping some of the historical nature.
Yeah. That's going to pretty
much the outdoors. Be great. Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful mm-hmm. building. Unfortunately, we do have parking, because we own the three lots. So we'll at least have one parking space for each unit, mm-hmm. which is good. Most of our units are efficiencies, 22 and 10, one bedroom. So predominantly, we're not going to have children, which is good. And we'll probably have most single people, maybe a couple. So that will keep the, you know, in other words, one car, hopefully, and then hopefully some people will use mass transit, or hopefully the parking garage will be developed and at some point during this process.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the parking, so I like to see the plans. I'm sure, Roger, you could bring it to us. But so you'll tell me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
So I remember the Derby saying, I remember the UI. So in the back there, in the building where the UI used to keep their trucks, that's going to be the parking area for the business, yeah. And that fenced in
on the other side.
On the other side, that too.
Yes.
Right, and that driveway is still going to the driveway between the liquor store.
That's going to become parking. There'll be parking there.
So you're going to close that off.
Well, it'll be open. That tunnel. There'll be parking.
Like that tunnel. I call it a tunnel, but yeah, it connected the two buildings.
Right.
You know,
we're going to open that up, and we're going to make it more attractive. I want to, you know, my plans are to, redo the paving, but also just make it more like a wrought iron looking fencing with, you know, it might be aluminum, but I want to make it look attractive to keep that air, you know, to make it look architecturally pleasing. I don't want to put up a regular fence like we have.
Fence. So I know that the ceilings in there are that copper.
There's no copper in the ceiling.
It's all hand painted up there.
All hand painted. Artisans come in, even Derby Savings back before we, you know, several years before, they had artisans from New York, I mean, Italy, come in to paint it.
Yeah.
So we've touched it up and kept it in good shape and even maintained in the top floor. It's very attractive. So we're excited about this building. I mean, I love old architecture, and I think this is going to be a jewel for the city and all of us, you know, so I'm excited.
I think, you know, you'll have 30 spaces, probably even a couple more spaces that once you do everything. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know more about it than I do, but just by looking at the, that lot probably holds about 15 cars.
We have 34 spaces laid out right now. If you look at the plans.
Right. Do we have the plans?
But we're going to need more parking for the restaurant. And at one point I was going to take over the parking garage. The problem is it's been so deferred, the maintenance of it. Even me doing it all myself was in the $5 to $6 million. Economically, I just couldn't do it. But I'm hoping that during this process, who knows, maybe I can get involved. I wouldn't mind, you know, getting some bonding, because I think it's going to require $7 to $10 million to renovate it properly. But we're going to need that if the restaurants and some of these other buildings start attracting, you know, customers, because convenience is an important part. You know, it's hard. It's one thing for me to build a restaurant. It's another thing to give the public enough parking, and especially if it's a catering place or get together. It's big enough for a small catering venue. They have almost 4,500 square feet now downstairs.
Okay. Roger, if you get us those drawings or something so we can see, I like to see what.
Yeah, we had them last time. They were all here. We had a whole bunch of them, actually, with the Alderman, but he's got the tax proposal, you know, with the 5-year abatement. It's allowed by the statute. Right. He was, I guess, going to present that.
My next point.
It's basically until CO, and then you got a 5-year phase, and that's what's allowed right now by the statute. Some of the other deals were a lot better because they were fixed for 20 years, but those are not on the table now. Those made more sense because then you were protected longer term. But this is what we have now, and we're going forward with what we have, statute.
So we're looking at section 2A. Let me see here. Section D, subsection 2A, right? Adaptive reuse abatement schedule. Is that what we're looking at, Roger?
Yes. Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
And the Board of Tax, you asked, I think last time, Alderman Sarah, you asked about the tax assessor. I guess they approved the value, you know, so remember you asked last time, I think.
Yes, I think he gave us.
Now he did. And I think he agreed with it and thought it was a very
realistic value. Yeah, they adjusted.
Yeah, yes.
That, I think the
exceeded site visits.
Yeah. So I think it was $4 million, but it's 2.9 million. Roger, do you have, I know you, I didn't get to look at all the emails that you sent yesterday, but is there an updated application?
Yes. Well, the application was made on the 19th of March. This is the same application. So essentially this is the one.
Okay. So it doesn't get adjusted with the new numbers.
Well, it's proposed assessment application purposes only. Joe put in 4 million. That was back in March. And when the tax assessor looked at it last week, she had reassessed the property value at 4,150,000. So it went up by 3%. I don't know if we need
the assessed value is actually.
We're not going to get more.
So
yeah, the assessed went.
Right. That's the market value. That's against the assessed value, which is 70% of that.
Right, 2.9.
Yeah. The current assessment on the property is 382,000. So, you know, we're talking going from 382,000 to 2.9 in terms of assessed value.
My other question is, I thought this was falling under the adaptive reuse abatement schedule, which is a 3-year schedule.
There are three schedules in the current program, and they're driven by the investment. So up to $1.5 million 3 years.
That's a lower amount.
That's a separate. That's a separate category.
Right. Right.
The adaptive reuse is its own category in section two, or I'm sorry, in D2.
Right.
There's a schedule.
D double I.
Is that it?
So this is.
I go to here.
No, we're under the other one based on amount. Thank you.
What are you applying on the Joe? Which section?
Where the upper part that goes on the amounts. In other words, the city has on these statutes, they allocate it based on the investment I'm making. And the category I fall into is the one up here.
Under $5
million. Under $5 million.
Right. And then this is.
That's the one I'm in, which is section B. Section B of the abatement schedule. And this is business enterprise tax incentive abatement schedule. That's what we're going under, not the readaptive use. We're not doing anything with the readaptive use. We're going under the statute with the business enterprise tax incentive. And based by the investment we're making, we could have got 7 years. If we went up a little bit to $5 million right underneath that. So we got the 5 year. That's what we're falling in. $1.5 million to the $5 million. That's where our category is.
Yeah. And I thought it was under the adaptive reuse based on an existing building.
And what really qualifies ours, if you read through the different categories, it's the IX is permanent residential use, that's what it is. So that's what qualifies it under the first section.
What are you looking at?
Applying under.
You're looking at B
under B1. If you look at number 9 under the business enterprise, it's a permanent residential use.
And these are already all approved in 2021 from the zoning and everything. So
maybe I'm missing it, Raj. We're
on the eligibility.
Okay.
First page.
I'm looking at the schedule. I thought we were
on
the schedule.
No, it's on here. This is made for current ordinance. So under business enterprise use, there is a category called permanent.
1265.
And then if you flip over, you get the schedule for the three levels of investment, which takes it into the category for 5 years. And in fact, you know, Charlie Point, which was over $5 million, which took it into the other category. So.
And just to clarify, there's two sections of that. The first section allows me to have retail use too, not just if you look under it, which is 3I, and then you also have 9, which is residential. So I qualify for both those sections. I'll be doing renovations under both the retail for the lower level and apartments that are going to be permanent apartments because they're all office space now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not limiting.
Yeah, some of the verbiage on the adaptive reuse is why I thought it
was.
Yeah,
I understand why.
Yeah. And you expect to start in August 2024?
Well, it'll be a little bit later now because we were anticipating having this approved in June. It might be a few months later. We've already applied all our mortgage application, actually. So the bank gave us an app, believe it or not, an hour later.
The beauty is by October, all this construction on the road will be over. So yeah, in good shape.
I mean, the biggest problem for us, you can't start it. We would have started already. The problem is if you start anything on it, this qualifies you from getting the tax. You know, you're not supposed to start it. So I got to apply for a permit. And I'm being realistic. I don't think I'm a, you know, permit's going to take a period of time. I'm sure Derby's good now, so that we'll get a quicker one. At least they'll give us, you know, parts of it. I'm hoping. But so realistically, you know, within a couple months after approval, there'll be no problem. But we've already started the process. And I mean, president of the bank was pretty excited that I brought it to him at Milford Bank. And I have a good relationship with all the local banks.
And expected to be done within the
2 years,
24 months.
Yep. Not necessarily the retail, but the apartments, everything will be ready. But the sprinkler will be ready for the restaurant. And we're just hoping in that time we could attract, you know, a good user, you know. And it's not just a restaurant. We would like to see a restaurant, but it could be any higher end user that could use 4,500 square feet. We're not going to limit ourselves or the, you know, we want to help the city. The city might, Roger might call me and say, Joe, we just have a tenant looking for, that happens to me in Wallingford. And I'm lucky enough, you know, have the space and we'll be ready to go and we'll build it out for them, whatever they want.
And George, was there anything you wanted to see besides the site plans, whatnot?
No, I'm just the site plans, Roger.
But we can send them out. Obviously, the plan.
I want to see what it looks like. I know you.
Right, planning and zoning.
Fantastic, just by listening to you.
We sent him last time, I think. Dominic Thomas sent them, remember? Yes. And I think they're on email, so you should be able to pull them up, even look at them. I believe you all have them.
Right, I can send them out again tomorrow.
Okay. Yes, we do have
them. Yeah.
But they have
fortunately, we thought you were going to come. We were all excited. But then, you were tied up. You're out of the country or something.
No, I was out of the country. I was in Finland, Sweden, Colorado. My grandson's a really good skater. Actually, he's in Montreal right now. They won the championship in Montreal just about a few hours ago.
What's he travel for?
A lot.
He's what is he? What
hockey player?
What is what league or whatnot?
Plays for World Hockey Association.
World Hockey, yeah.
He's played for all the top. He's
what position?
Top teams. The center. He's a
center.
Forward.
Yeah.
He's played for. We won the gold medal in Tennessee, and we won the silver medal in Sweden. We only got beat by Sweden. We won every other country. So
he'll get offered $1 million to join.
Not if he's a loser. If he doesn't make it, on him is $1 million. So.
Indoor hockey ring.
I'm a hockey. You know what? I'm the only one foolish enough. Like I said, I'm pretty comfortable, not poor, but among his, you know, he's in Darien and all the members there, all of the guys there are hedge fund guys and they own planes, helicopters. And believe it or not, I was negotiating. Stanford was going to put up their facility for it. Unfortunately, and believe me, I had the backing. They said, Joe, we'll back you. We know you want to build one. They already have a facility and they have extra land on the water. And my vision would have been to build another one on the water with a restaurant on the rooftop. And I think he would have done very well at Stanford. So, no, I mean, I would love to see a hockey rink. You see Sacred Heart put one up. That's $78 million. Sacred Heart, $78 million. You got to go and sell it.
It's beautiful. My nephew was at Notre Dame Fairfield, so he got to play over at the
My grandson played there when I first. They're owned by Sacred Heart. They bought my from Notre Dame's my alma mater.
Notre Dame Fairfield.
You do what?
No, not me. I played against them. No.
What school did you go to?
By now, we played in the old MBAC, which doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know.
Right? It doesn't exist anymore. And
our hockey team, like
we're about the same age, and the guys on the Notre Dame team then, Wal Dyer was the basketball coach.
Well, yeah, Wal Dyer was my teacher also.
So he was a basketball coach.
And he married one of the actually old teacher there. And His nephew was a good tax planner. I did the tax, still do his taxes for about 40 some years. He died a few years back.
Did he?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Wal Dyer was a character.
What a bunch.
Yeah, that's how old I am, and you are.
Story. Yeah, I can tell more. This is a public meeting.
Yeah, I told my grandson. I'm
going to reminisce about high school basketball.
I said, you know what? It was even asked me. I skated. I used to think I was cool going to the skating rink. And I said, I wasn't even that good. He skated better than me at 5. I said, you couldn't believe, but a lot of my friends said, Joe, we play football. They want us hockey players. I said, are you kidding me? I'm not going to be playing hockey. Now I wish I did because it's a wonderful sport. I mean, just good exercise. I mean, I have friends of mine my age still skating, playing goalie.
Last war story. In my neighborhood, the fathers that would get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to take their sons to the rink were hockey players.
Right.
The fathers who brought their kids to the gym at the end of the day, we all became basketball players.
Yeah, I like basketball too. And you know what? Then I had to work, so I had to pay my own high school. So
yeah.
I had to give up even that. But yeah, it's a wonderful experience. You know, we had great memories, like I tell them. Mm. They were great times because
those are great times.
They were wonderful. The best era and our parents' era was even better. You know,
great times.
Great times. Yeah. Honestly, to grow up, you could play right. You could all day. You didn't have to worry about your kid.
And now the school, that school is owned by Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart, yeah.
And get a big.
Boost. I mean, yeah, they're gonna develop it and a lot of money. I mean,
yeah,
they did a beautiful job at that school. You know, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Speaking of development, I got a question.
Yeah.
So, if the scope of the project changes, do we have rights to change the abatement? For instance, some properties may have said that they were going to be market rate 100%, and then going down the line, all of a sudden, we've got affordable housing. They're getting grant monies to... and state and federal monies to, you know, help out. And that was not in the original scope when the tax abatement was given. I don't know.
The devil's in the details. So we're going to do a tax abatement agreement pursuant to this program.
Yes.
And I know Joe is used to seeing those probably from other communities. So we're going to write all this in, and you guys are going to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I, you know, I can make a mistake if you see something, or if Roger does, and we'll add it to it and pass it by Joe, and if we're all good, we're all in agreement, then you're going to vote on it. And that's, you know, so it's going to be formal. So mm-hmm. if the project varies, if Joe gets into it for whatever reason, I can't.
I have no interest. I mean, just to answer that. Young life, when I first started work for the city, I was a grantsman. I wrote grants. Yeah. I have no interest in going for a grant. It would take years. I'm going for normal financing. Like the big project was financed by Lead Bank, Milford Bank, and Danbury Savings. But those were all my banks, Newtown Savings. Mm-hmm. So no, I'm going through traditional.
No,
I would answer that is let's say this is not including the retail part of restaurant, but I would assume I don't know, but let's say I'm pretty close to the $5 million. But if I got a restaurant, I could easily maybe hit that $5 million. Then I would assume I could come back to get the increased amount if I got a user to invest another million, you know, bring me $900,000 up. If I was lucky enough to get somebody like Archie Moore, they spent $700,000 back. You know, believe it or not, they're good friends of mine.
I would think, just like you said, once you start,
it could only get more. But I have no interest, honestly.
I
don't like to deal with the regulations and time. I'm too old for that. In other words, when I was 30, I passed on selling the tax credits to Imagineers and all that. I get involved with that. And then all of a sudden somebody the city wants to take my property to state for Housatonic College, and I get tied up. I had plans. I had all the money tied up. I couldn't do the project because they said it was one of the three sites. I don't want to deal with that. I want to just go with traditional financing. I have good credit, good reputation with any banks you can check with. So I'm fortunate that me and my partner, we have enough money, and we're going to finance it ourselves and then borrow the rest from the bank. And we're not interested in any grants. We're not interested in doing any of that stuff. And you want to write that in, that's fine. But if we do get an additional increased investment, of course, I've done that in the past where you come back and say, here, I did get a tenant that's willing to come in here and spend, help me bring it up to the next level. I would try to do that, you know, but, you know, because now you got a moratorium after April, I think, for tax payments until you rewrite what you're going to do. But
right.
Like the other one, I know got like 20 years, which is fabulous at a fixed rate, which is much more attractive to a guy, but this is what I have. This is what I'm living with. And I would rather have that deal, but that's not happening. So, but you could rest assured I'm not going for any grant money or low income, you know. That's, I really want to make it a higher market rent in the area. That's the only thing that's going to improve this area.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't want to be talking out of school, but I know what I'm talking
about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to bring a good group of people. They're going to spend money in Derby, go to restaurants, and not have problems. I don't need problems. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Any other questions?
No.
So will you write something up for it? Or what do
why don't you pending, move it back to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, with a positive recommendation pending the execution of appropriate documentation that reflects the level of the abatement and the other criteria of the tax and business incentive program. How's that?
I am going to make that in the form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 See you at the full board meeting. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. You too. We have some stuff. That's
Voting machine mechanic wage adjustment discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on a wage adjustment for the voting machine mechanic position. Okay, so this is for Mr. Joe Babchuk. Just a little history on what happened here. The registrars of voters came to the board maybe 2 years ago for a wage increase. I believe they can, as elected officials, get it every 2 years. They failed to include Mr. Babchuk in the grouping who got the raise. We just like to correct that going forward tonight. The request from the registrars is that it's in line with the City Hall contracts. And the raise would go in effective with July 1st, 2024. And I can tell you, the salary currently for Mr. Babchuk is $2,160 per year. Okay. So, do I have a motion to recommend to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on a wage adjustment for the voting machine mechanic position effective July 1st, 2024, in line with the City Hall contract raises?
Should we specify the, I'm sorry, just to re-specify the date of the City Hall? Because part of the issue, too, was the previous approval was specific to the 23 raises, which there was none, right? So that was the other problem. So it would have to be specific to the 24 raises in the City Hall contract.
Effective July 1st, 2024 is not sufficient?
That's where you're talking about the raise for the actual people or
person. This is for this request was for specifically for the voting machine mechanic.
Right. But the problem is that the way it was approved last time for everyone, not just the, I know the person was left out, but the way it was approved for everyone, it said based on the City Hall contract raises as of July 2023. But the City Hall employees did not get a raise in July 2023. Right. So therefore, no one is eligible for a raise based on that language and that approval. So I really thought this was going to be, okay, now everyone, the whole thing really needs to get reworded and say everyone's now eligible for a raise as of the date, whatever July, based on, if you want to say, the City Hall contract raises in July of 2024.
So what are you saying? There's no races now in July 1, 2024.
No, I'm saying that's when the races are going to start for all the city hall employees, right? I'm merely pointing out that if all you do is add Joe to the previously approved statement, then it doesn't really do anything because no one's getting a raise based on the previous.
This is a new statement. This is a new statement. This is just for this particular, that the request was for this particular position, July 1, 2024. The other positions had nothing to do with this motion or request as it was presented and asked to me.
Yeah, so I think we can come back. It's just, I think the problem is everyone, all of the voters, all of the registered voters.
That's not any of the communication or conversations were specifically okay. Regarding the voting machine mechanic.
Okay.
So are we just including him in to the contract?
He will get the raise based on the city hall contract raises.
Is it retroactive? Is that what you're saying?
No. As of July 1st, 2024.
My issue is that no one else, because they had, you know, they showed me the last approval, and based on that language, no one was going to get a raise. So now only this one person's going to get a raise.
I appreciate that, but that is not what was brought to me.
Okay, no problem.
Is there any further discussion? Do we have a motion in a second? Do we have our second, Mark?
Why don't you make it again?
I'm not sure what we're voting on. I guess I'm a little confused right now.
It is, again, I will repeat the motion.
Okay.
Move to recommend to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, on a wage adjustment for the voting machine mechanic position, effective July 1st, 2024, in line with the city hall contract raises. And that's in the form of a motion.
I think she wants to add him to the list once raises are approved that he gets on this list.
I don't know. Is it like one time he's getting a raise for that, or that it's going to be every time there's a raise?
I think it's for one time for this contract.
Well, not this contract.
Which this raise.
So that would be the raise for July 1st.
Apologies for the confusion.
Make sure, because you know there's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So is there an anticipated raise on July 1st, 2024 for the city hall workers? Okay. That's what I want to make. Yeah, okay. So you basically just add them to the list. That's all. Of city hall workers, that's all. Right, Madam Chairman, is that what you want to do? You want to add them to the list as a city hall worker? No.
Well, you don't want them. You don't inadvertently want to start including them in the bargaining unit.
No.
Yeah, correct.
So you just want his raise to be in line with city hall workers.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, you see a lot of times in a city, the non-union department heads receive, including the mayor, for example, in one large city, receives an increase as the supervisors union receives theirs. So they get the same percentage that the supervisors get. So that's what your intention is here, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the motion would be that the machine mechanic would get a wage adjustment as of July 1, 2024, on the same percentage as the wage adjustment under the City Hall employees' collective bargaining contract.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 13, Derby Senior Center, discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on staffing at the Derby Senior Center. Is there someone here to present?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Dawn, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yes, I'm here to request hiring a part-time office clerk. I currently have an assistant who works 20 hours as the assistant and 8 hours as the kitchen manager, which is not ideal. I'd like to have her do one job instead of two and hire a new kitchen manager plus the office clerk. This will provide more coverage in the event that someone is out for vacation, et cetera. And after discussion with HR, this will provide the coverage that I need. Do you have any questions? This used to be a two full-time positions at the center. And what happened is the history behind it is when the previous director left, I was made interim and I was not able to hire anyone until my probation was over, which was for 6 months. Once the probation was over, the previous administration told me that I couldn't hire because there was a hiring freeze. I was working a lot of hours, running the center by myself. It was extremely hard. So I requested to promote my kitchen manager. And that's how she wound up working 20 hours a week as the assistant and 8 hours in the kitchen. So with this arrangement, I would be able to have two part-time and I would have a kitchen manager and it would provide the coverage.
What is the budget for the employees, the one versus two? What is your budget for the senior center?
The budget for the salaries for this year is lower than the two full-time. I don't have it in front of me, but for this year it would be 122, 431, and that would be my salary, the custodian, the assistant, the clerk, and the kitchen manager.
And that that was the approved budget?
Yes.
Madam Chair, just for the clarity purposes, the charter says that the Board of Aldermen sets the salaries and approves the positions. So even if there's money in the budget, there's really no authority for finance to pay those salaries unless it's approved by the Board of Aldermen. Currently, the structure at the senior center is one full-time director and one full-time assistant director. So you're recommending if you choose to do this, then you'd have to state that it was the new setup as requested by the director. Sorry.
Any other questions? Dawn, I'd like to take, just because we got this yesterday, I'd like to take a look at this, take a look at the wages, take a look at the job descriptions, and then bring this back next month for possible approval.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. And we'll be in touch with questions in the meantime if we have.
Okay. I'm available.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Dawn.
Thank you.
So is there a motion to table?
So moved.
By Robin. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, number 14, fire marshal. Request to add a per diem fire inspector. Discussion, possible recommendation. Is there anyone on the call to present?
Yes, no, make a motion table.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Madam Chairman, since there's nobody present to speak on this issue, I make a motion to table.
Okay, motion to table by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 12, is there a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely.
Motion by George. Second by Robin. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
At 7:18 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.